There wasn't much that Teddy Mestern would not do for his community. That's because the Fergus community he grew to love did a lot for the young South African when he arrived in 1954. Teddy was such a kind, considerate, caring and gentle person. He would do anything for anybody, said Ted's wife, Pat Mestern. But that's who he was. He loved people and they loved him. On February 15, Ted passed away at Groves Memorial Community Hospital in Fergus. He was 84. Pat was born and raised in Fergus. She clearly remembers the day Ted and his family arrived from South Africa. People in town quickly heard that there was a family arriving from Africa. My father was laughing as he was driving into work and said that there were so many people at the station. He thought, what on earth is going on? Pat said. Everyone was so excited to see the first African family arrive in Fergus. Ted was born in Aliwal North, South Africa, to Herman and Nellie on November 4, 1938. Teddy's mom died when he was 7. Ted and his older brother were placed in a Catholic orphanage. This was just after the war. They were on their own. Pat Sated's father remarried and the boys soon found out they had two half-brothers. In 1954, the entire family set off and made their way to Canada. His father was working for a German company that ran hardware stores in South Africa and they had business with Beatty Brothers Limited in Fergus, Pat said. So, Ted's father took a job here. They lived in Annotville for a while, and they actually rented a house next to us. I was 14 when I first met Teddy. Pat's family had 5 acres on the corner of Princess and Power Streets in Fergus that included her grandmother's house, her own family home, an orchard and a huge garden. Somebody had built a little bungalow on the other side of the garden. Ted's family eventually moved into that bungalow and so they were at our place a lot. My mom or grandmother would often invite them over for lunch or dinner, Pat said. Ted obtained his auto mechanics license in Fergus and worked as a mechanic and service manager for Howes and Reeves Limited for over 46 years. He would always help other apprentices at the shop. He had customers who would not let anyone else tough their car, Pat said. From the start, he made quite a few friends and so we used to double date. I was never with Teddy, but we always had a great time as a foursome. The next year, Ted's father returned to South Africa and decided that both sons would stay in Fergus. They were 16 and 18 when he left, Pat said. A lot of people in town were there for the boys because they knew that they were on their own. Everyone just took care of them. It was wonderful to see all of the people who took him in and became almost like family to him. Pat and Ted began dating in 1959. They were engaged at Christmas 1960 and were married in 1961. Pat says there were so many community members who stepped in as Ted's surrogate parents. During that time, Ted's brother received a letter from his father asking his son to visit. He stayed and never returned to Fergus. In 1972, Ted and Pat visited South Africa. We were there for a month. I got to see Cape Town and Aliwal, where Teddy was raised. Teddy just really enjoyed time with his brothers, Pat said. But when we got on the plane to come home, as the plane was taking off, he grabbed my hand and said, "Thank God, I'm going home." Pat and Ted have 4 children, 11 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild. He was a wonderful father. He would do anything for those kids. He just adored them. And they adored him. We took up camping very early on. He was the best parent and father that any child could ever dream of, Pat said. If anyone needed a hand with their vehicle, Teddy was there. He was very much involved in Fergus. He really enjoyed being a member of the first Crime Stoppers organization in Wellington County. And when Ted's son Andrew joined Cubs and Scouts, Ted would eagerly volunteer. Pat says Ted was an avid photographer and took all the photographs that accompanied her travel writings. He took up photography with the camera club in Fergus. He loved photography and when I was working with the Chamber of Commerce in Fergus, he would take photos for me to help publicize Fergus, for people to really see what Fergus was all about, Pat said. In a way, his photography helped put Fergus on the map. For 21 years Ted enjoyed owning the first Scottish shop in town, Heather and Hearth, in the old Fergus Market building. At age 60, he came home one day and said, "I can't do it anymore. And that was fine for me. I didn't mind because there were things we wanted to do together," Pat said. When I was working at the Chamber, and with the Highland Games, people were always asking why there wasn't a Scottish shop in Fergus. Teddy said, "Well, why don't we open a Scottish shop? So, he, our son Andrew, and his girlfriend at the time, helped, Pat continued. Teddy loved people. And he just loved the idea that the shop was a way to help preserve the heritage of the community. Pat says her husband always stood by her. He would always say, go for it. He was always behind me 100%, she said. Ted adored Canada and the landscape. We would camp at Driftwood Provincial Park, above the Ottawa River. Those were his best times. And watching him with the kids, it was amazing, Pat said. He just loved making people happy. He embraced Canada because Canada embraced him.